New Yorkers gave women the right to vote before it became a federal right, but not a lot sooner. The lieutenant governor is chair of the New York State Women's Suffrage Commission and is in New York City today for the celebration on the anniversary day. She delivered an impassioned speech in Kenmore United Methodist Church to a crowded house, including a lot of Girl Scouts. Hochul says women today have to carry the banners of the suffragettes who forced their way to the vote and move further on other issues, especially economic issues.
We have to also examine what we're doing today to also advance the lives of women and give them more equality, because the right to vote did not guarantee equality. Women are not paid the same for the same amount of work. They're not treated the same in politics or in the boardrooms. Their representation in both those places of power is woefully lower than it should be.
Hochul says women are angry about what happened in last year's election and are responding by running for office to support the issues which concern them. She says there are 11,000 women running for office across the country tomorrow, and she met with a young woman after her talk yesterday and plans to mentor her decision to run for office. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.